10 years ago, John Kralik hit bottom. His law practice was floundering. His divorce had gotten ugly. He was 40 pounds overweight, and he was broke. On New Year's Day, 2008, while hiking alone in the mountains near his California home, he had an epiphany of sorts. And he said this, "Until you learn to be grateful for the things you have, you will never receive the things you want." Inspired by a thank you note from a friend for a small Christmas gift that Kralik had sent, he came up with the idea of trying to find one person to thank each day of the year. The practice became Kralik's best-selling book entitled 365 Thank Yous, The Year a Simple Act of Daily Gratitude Changed My Life. In writing these thank you notes, he learned to be grateful for his life and recognize the love he had for his children. He became grateful for his law firm, his practice, and for the love of friends and family that surrounded him. He became thankful for the many people around him who dealt with challenges far greater than the ones facing him with courage and style. Gratitude makes us happier people. That's what Robert Emmons believes as editor-in-chief for the Journal of Positive Psychology. He uses science to revive the concept of gratitude. He cites new research on how saying thank you can measurably increase our happiness. In his book, Thanks, How the New Science of Gratitude Can Make You Happier, he describes the complex nature of gratitude. And he bolsters his case for gratitude by weaving in writings of philosophers, novelists, and theologians that illustrate all the benefits grateful living brings. The renowned theologian, writer, and preacher, the late Henry Nouwen, makes this point, a point that was missed by 9 of the 10 lepers in the gospel passage I just proclaimed. And I quote Father Nouwen as Robert Emmons does in his book. Gratitude as a discipline involves a conscious choice. I can choose to be grateful even when my emotions and feelings are steeped in hurt and resentment. It is amazing how many occasions present themselves in which I can choose gratitude instead of a complaint. I can choose to be grateful when I am criticized, even when my heart responds in bitterness. I can choose to listen to the voices that forgive and to look at the faces that smile, even while I still hear words of revenge and see grimaces of hatred. For a follower of Jesus, gratitude is at the heart of faith. The realization that we exist only because of the love of our Creator, that whatever time we walk this earth is a gift that we have done nothing to merit. As Father Nouwen writes, thanksgiving is an attitude that we choose to embrace, a way of looking at our lives that leads us to happiness and fulfillment. The power of gratitude can transform life's harshest, saddest, and most difficult moments into revelations of the love that God breathed into our souls at the moment of our creation. For the disciple of Jesus, gratitude is a constant that gives joy to every moment and every experience of our lives. On this national holiday, our gratitude is for gifts of food, shelter, family, friends, maybe football, and country. This gospel of the cleansing of the 10 lepers invites us to give thanks for an even greater gift, an encounter with Jesus and the gift of faith that brings salvation. Encounter with Jesus is always a mutual self-giving, the fruit of which is deeper communion. So what are the many ways that you have encountered Jesus coming to you? Our choice to open ourselves to his presence and personally encounter him is our gift of self to him in return. In this mutual exchange of self-giving, we enter into the life-giving divine communion that is already a share in salvation. May our prayer this day become a practice of gratitude that transforms cynicism and despair into hope, and make whatever good we do or kindness we extend into an experience of God's grace. In all things and for all things, be grateful, and let generosity flow from our gratitude. John Kralik, Robert Emmons, and Jesus teach us that thanksgiving is not only a practice, but an attitude. The realization of the good that everyone possesses, an appreciation that all we have has been given to us by a God of unfathomable love and not because of anything we have done to merit or earn them. An attitude of thanksgiving can transform our families and our household, communities, and even our country. So no matter how today goes, choose to be grateful.